Hello?
Mr. Harmon Killebrew, Mr. President.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Harmon?
Mr. President.
How are you? I want to congratulate you. I'm glad that when you went over the top, you didn't make a little thing of it. You mounted 501 also.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, it was a great thrill. As a matter of fact, I was up in Maine over the weekend, and my David, whom you know, David Eisenhower, who's one of your great fans, and I said to him, now you watch that paper every day, and I want to see when Harmon Killebrew gets his 500th. And then last night I was busy, and I just picked up the morning paper here, and by golly, there it was.
Yeah.
And you got two. As a matter of fact, what the thing that was that was rather ironic, you'd got one in that Homer contest you had with Willie Mays.
That's right.
And I said, damn it, they should have counted that one. but this is great, and it's a great day for you. And the other thing I want to say is, and I was telling this to Bowie Kuhn the other day, not only are you in a select circle of 500, but you've really been a great credit to the game. I mean, everybody around the league, you set a fine example for them and for the young people and the rest, and I want you to know that the whole country recognizes that. Because, you know, the kids look up to the big stars, and the way that you've handled yourself and been a team leader and a team player and has been great.
I certainly appreciate that, especially
right.
Coming from you.
Right.
It's like it's been a long time since we were in Senator Welker's house that night.
Yeah, you remember when they're at Eric Herman Welker's out on the street? Yeah, when you were just starting.
Yes.
Back in 65, and then, of course, you still, incidentally, aren't you still first in terms of, there's a statistic of number of times up when you hit, or is it, what do you call it? Number of home runs in terms of, isn't that, what is the number there? David was telling me about some figure that he said where you were the all-time winner of that.
Well, I think Babe Ruth is the all-time leader.
Yeah, it'd be hard for anybody to get ahead of him, yeah.
I was ranking second until this year, and I don't know what it is now.
Yeah. Well, after all, now you're past 13. You're 14, right?
That's right.
Well, and once you're past 13, you're on the way. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling better. I had some problems. My foot was bothering me for quite a while, and it's coming along a little better. So.
Did you get hit in the foot or something? Or?
There was a bad throw at first base, and I tried to avoid hurting the first baseman. It came down on my foot and put a tendon under my toe.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, that could make the very difference on your swing, don't you think?
Well, that has made a difference
on
my swing because I haven't been able to push off on my foot.
Yeah, but how is it now?
Much better.
But not completely well.
No, something like that's very difficult to heal, especially when you have to play on it.
Why don't you take off a little time? You know, the Twins are having a little difficult this year, and then you could come back.
Well, I did take off a few ball games, and rested me here and there. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the old Washington fans are all pulling for you, and we followed you through the years. Tricia and Julie used to say, Harmon Killebrew got another one. In fact, you were the only one we could cheer for when you were here.
Remember the days in Washington, and
right.
I want you to know that Bobby and I have been fans of yours and pulling for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Incidentally, when you're out there, be sure to give my best to Bob Allison, will you? I was noted that he's now doing commentating. I don't catch many games, you know. I usually work in late.
Yeah.
And the other night, about 11 o'clock, I turned on, and here's Allison doing commentary.
Yes, he's been doing a pre- and post-game show for us and doing the color on our television game.
Right, right. Well, any of that and any of the old senators, I tell them we were so delighted to see one of our guys make it.
Okay. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to give me a call.
Do you, incidentally, you play any golf?
I play at it.
You do? Well, I'll tell you, I can't send you a baseball, but I'm going to send you a presidential golf ball. It has the presidential seal and a signature on it, and you can use it for holes in one.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Mr. President.